We just sold our Electrolux. It was just collecting dust.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of the things I love about doing Laugh Again is hearing from listeners like Isaac, age 8, who writes, "You're funny. Here's a joke. Why don't cats like online shopping? They prefer a catalog." Well, what would a 7-year-old know about catalogs? I have here a nice, plump, hand-inscribed envelope from 3 brothers, Brody, Titus, and Rogan. The boys ask about my Adventures of Jake stories and if the characters are real. "If Jake is real, tell him that I think he is very smart," writes 8-year-old Brody. Well, I was in their area for a show recently, and it was my pleasure to have supper with the Greening family and answer another question from their letter. "Are you real?" Miles Jensen of Sherwood Park, Alberta writes, "I was building a bookcase and was sanding shelves when Lisa, my 5-year-old, came by and asked if she could try sanding. So I gave her the sanding block and held the shelf so she could sand the end. She took one ineffectual stroke, then stopped and asked, 'How short do you want it?'" I love her optimism, don't you? Way to go, Lisa. I admit there are times I give in to pessimism, noticing all that's wrong with the world. Times when I think it would be nice to join the guys at the coffee shop each morning who get together to solve all the world's problems by 11 a.m. I understand. You don't need Superman's eyesight to see that things are wrong with this old world. And I'm not just talking about how much sugar there is in a can of Coke, 10 teaspoons. I'm talking about my fridge. A month ago, we replaced it. It was 8 years old, Isaac's age. The cost to fix it was close to the cost of a new one. I'm going to sound positively ancient here, but in our granny suite is a perfectly functional fridge that we bought secondhand in 1982, and it's purring like a kitten. People dream about setting up a civilization on Mars. I say stay put until we can build fridges that run more than 8 years. Fixable fridges, for crying out loud. I say we stay put until we no longer see entire families texting during meals. Apparently, everyone elsewhere is more interesting than family in the room. And don't get me started on knuckle crackers or bad drivers or people who say, "You sure look tired," or those who clip their toenails in public. Ah! Okay. Whew, I got that out of my system. Truth is, many of us are far more concerned about far more concerning things, aren't we? We're wondering when things will be set right. We're asking, what is this world coming to? Well, I don't know. But I do know what has come to this world, a savior, Jesus Christ. In an old Peanuts cartoon, Lucy and Linus are sitting before the television. Lucy says, "Go get me a glass of water." Linus looks surprised. "Why should I do anything for you? You never do anything for me." Lucy says, "On your 75th birthday, I'll bake you a cake." Linus heads to the kitchen and says, "Life is more pleasant when you have something to look forward to." How true. God has promised us something infinitely better to look forward to. A place Jesus is preparing for us. A home where He is, where eternal joy is. And no rust, no Botox, no ill-built appliances. Billy Graham once said, "My home is in heaven. I'm just traveling through this world." While we're here, let's spread hope and joy. Like Isaac, age 8, did for me when he wrote, "Why do shoemakers go to heaven?" Because they have good souls. Hey, I'd love to hear from you too. Now, go make somebody's day.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.